This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. America's longest war is now officially over, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After 20 years,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the withdrawal has ended, and with it, the military mission that began shortly after 9/11. Air Force transport planes ferried the final troops out of Kabul after a chaotic two-week evacuation of civilians. McKenzie says some 6,000 American citizens were pulled out, but some were left behind.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
A final chapter to a war likely to be remembered for colossal failures and the deaths of more than 2,000 Americans. The Taliban celebrated the departure with gunfire after driving the world's most powerful military out of their homeland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports the tiny nation of Qatar is well positioned to liaise between the Taliban and U.S.
It is also a place that has hosted the Taliban's political leadership in exile for years. And so it maintains ties with both Washington and the Taliban, who are now in control in Kabul and throughout Afghanistan, not only in U.S.-led evacuations, but also in what comes next for Afghanistan.
And the Taliban triumphantly marched into Kabul's international airport Tuesday, hours after the final U.S. troop withdrawal that ended America's longest war. Standing on the tarmac, Taliban leaders pledged to secure the country, quickly reopen the airport, and grant amnesty to former opponents. In a show of control, turbaned Taliban leaders were flanked by the insurgents' elite Badri unit as they walked across the tarmac. Commandos in camouflage uniforms proudly posed for photos. This is VOA News.